Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A global consulting firm will pay nine figures to settle criminal charges linked to its role in the opioid debacle.
McKinsey & Company has agreed to a $650 million settlement over federal charges of conspiring with Purdue Pharma to misbrand OxyContin and other opioids, fueling the nation's addiction epidemic. Federal prosecutors in Massachusetts and Virginia say McKinsey knowingly worked to boost opioid sales from 2012 to 2018 and even destroyed documents to cover it up. The firm charged with conspiracy to defraud the U.S. had already paid over $500 million in a 2021 settlement with states over its opioid-related work. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Federal public health officials say overall respiratory illnesses, flu, COVID, RSV, are at moderate levels nationwide, but rising. On the Let's Talk with Cat podcast, Crystal Mangum, who in 2006 accused three Duke University lacrosse players of raping her, admitted publicly for the first time she made up the whole thing. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The case against three Donald Trump allies accused of trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election result in Wisconsin will move forward. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The case against three Donald Trump allies accused of trying to overturn 2020 election results in Wisconsin will move forward. According to the State Department of Justice, Jim Troupas, Kenneth Cheesebro, and Michael Roman collected signatures on fake documents that said Donald Trump won Wisconsin in 2020. Prosecutors allege they planned to take that paperwork to Congress to get Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes awarded to Trump, even though Biden won the state by 20,000 votes. At first, the three were facing one felony count each, but more charges were filed earlier this week. Now, all three men each face 11 felony counts of forgery. The Dane County Commissioner presiding over the case.
I do find there is probable cause to proceed on the complaint as it's been amended and filed on December 10th, 2024.
After the hearing yesterday, Troupas held a press conference where he accused the attorney general of playing politics and said his professional life was destroyed. The fake elector scheme is more than just Wisconsin. Trump allies are charged with similar crimes in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, and Nevada. And the defendants settled in a civil case that was filed last year that also included the 10 electors who signed the false paperwork. Troupas, Cheesebro, and Roman will have their preliminary hearings in court on January 28th. Each one of those 11 felony counts could carry up to 6 years behind bars. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
30 additional accounts were added to the trio's charges earlier this week.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
The Brewers trade Devin Williams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have traded closing pitcher Devin Williams to the New York Yankees for two players, left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortes and infielder Caleb Dehring. Devin Williams had been named to the All-Star Game and Relief Pitcher of the Year twice, but suffered a blown save in a 4-2 loss to the Mets in the playoffs. Manager Pat Murphy after the game.
You see blips in every pitcher in baseball. It's not anything that doesn't happen to the best of the best. He is one of the best in the game, and it's not anything that doesn't happen to the best.
NFL Packers packing their bags for Seattle to play the Seahawks Sunday night. Defensive back Jaire Alexander will not play, still dealing with a knee injury. The 49ers' Devondre Campbell under fire after walking off in the third quarter last night in a game against the Rams, saying he didn't want to play. Campbell was a Packers linebacker last year who said he felt like a big brother to linebacker Quay Walker.
Me and Quay are the exact same person. The exact same person.
How so?
Just personality-wise.
That's Devondre Campbell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A winter weather advisory later tonight and tomorrow for a wintry mix of sleet, snow, and pockets of freezing rain. Temps steady to slowly rising in the teens and 20s tonight to a high in the mid-30s tomorrow. Slick roads with minor accumulations. Sunday, cloudy, high upper 30s. Currently, we're at 15.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
I'm Jimmy Cuska, filling in for Dom Selvia. Coming up Monday, we'll talk gas prices heading into the holidays, and it's not too late to run for local office. We'll tell you how.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who travels so he can pretend he's on the lam, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Hanging out here on Friday the 13th with Nikki Zirjev from WGBW.
Yeah.
This is fun. Thank
you
for doing this.
Our very own.
Yeah. Do you like being on the air?
I do.
You're on the morning show all the time now.
I do. Yeah. I really enjoy it.
Good.
You know, radio is just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think there's probably some media that you have to kind of be polished and buttoned up and
right.
stuff and behave yourself.
Yeah.
And not so much on radio.
No, except I will say, when I've been a guest on radio in the past, before I did radio, it was like baseball hat. Like, you didn't have to. Now, like, you're on the stream, I got to wear a shirt with a collar, and I got to sit up straight. I feel like.
Well, there's not smell-o-vision, at least. My gosh.
My breath
is
not permeating
the
airwaves. Okay, that's good.
I wish we could add that effect, like that cartoon effect, like.
See the screen
an
fog
animation,
up. And
yeah.
So, do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Home Alone. All day, every day.
On your list. But the whole
again,
film?
All very. Not the entire series.
Yeah.
I mean, stop after two.
After two. Okay. Yeah. So Conrad likes two as well.
I hate all the rest of them.
Correct.
One and two are great.
Yep.
The rest of them are so bad.
I have never seen two.
Three. And then four doesn't even have Macaulay Culkin.
Or three. Three doesn't have
him. Oh, three doesn't either.
No,
see, that's how far
he's
I
only
got.
In one and two.
Oh
no, kidding.
Three, four, and then there's a new one that's like, it has two of the. It has the older brother in it. Why can't I think of his name?
Oh, Buzz.
Yeah, Buzz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was about to say Biff.
But right,
they have him
Butthead.
In the newest one as a cop. But that's
oh,
it.
Yeah.
But no, that one's terrible as well.
Oh,
so you should have been on the couch when watching Super Troopers for the first time.
Oh.
Right? Because that's him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
like, Buzz, your girlfriend.
He's one of those guys?
He's the one that needs the liter of cola.
He's
the big oafy cop.
I know that.
Yes. You know who's really, it's so haunting. And if I've ever wanted to know if my son was mine, it's in his ability. He has picked out, oh my gosh, and the name's going to escape me now. Patches O'Houlihan from Dodgeball?
Oh, yeah, right.
Is who? Rip?
Rip Torn.
Rip Torn?
Yeah.
What's, name something that Rip Torn has been in that's, well,
oh, Larry
my God.
Sanders Show.
No. But,
Easy Rider.
Oh, shoot. Who's Mick from Rocky? Who is Mick?
Oh, Mickey. Meredith.
Burgess Meredith.
Yeah.
When my son saw Grumpier Old Men, he's like, oh, well, that's the guy from Rocky.
Oh, funny.
I'm like, wait a minute.
So he's got like the eye for
my
character
son,
actors.
My son right now, he's 14. How? This is not something you teach. This is not.
Right.
You know, we with our oldest, he was always mesmerized by oh, Darth Vader's voice is, you know, that boy
James
from
or
right,
the guy from Some of All Fears or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, Sandlot.
Yes.
Yep.
I don't remember his name.
But well,
he
was
neighbor
the neighbor
with the dog.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
That's great. That's a nice bonding thing for
I know,
mother
yeah
and son. I love that.
Yeah. It was so weird.
I asked you, we were going to have a movie talk, and I asked you what your favorite movies were, favorite comedies. And
it's a very lowbrow list.
Well, I'll take issue with that. I think Dumb and Dumber is a really smart comedy. It's consistent within its world.
Yes.
And I always use the example like Jim Carrey when he's daydreaming that he's being charming and he puts his legs up and lights his gas on fire.
Oh, my.
That is how a dumb guy would picture himself being charming. In mm-hmm some movies, it's the guy's actually being charming. I'm like, no, he doesn't have the brain power
right
to imagine that or even conceive what that is.
But it is, again, it's in that setting of Aspen, right?
Yeah.
So they're all in their mucky muck.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
I know,
and
it's
then,
so great.
Oh, phenomenal.
So, but you said Vegas Vacation.
Yeah.
You didn't even put Christmas Vacation or the regular Vacation is my favorite vacation, even over Christmas.
Right, but
so what is it about Vegas Vacation?
Well, Nick Papagiorgio, of course. I don't know.
I have to Google that. I've only seen it once, really.
For real?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, first of all, I love the Vacation series, right?
Yeah.
You know, the kids are always different.
Right.
There's just, right. Why is that so funny to me?
It's because they're so insignificant. The kids, right?
And,
it's all about Chevy Chase.
And you know why? Because it's from the perspective of the father, is yeah it not?
Right, right. He wouldn't even know if you changed the kids. That's
exactly how... right. Exactly.
We talked about this the other day. Do you ever watch reels like on Instagram or whatever?
Yes.
When the couples try to be funny and the wife's got the cute little bathrobe on and she's got a good body and the husband's in sweats and he's a handsome guy, but he's a dope. And they always put couples humor, hashtag couples humor, hashtag funny. Nothing is more offensive than these idiots telling me what they're doing is funny when
it's
not.
I mean, I've been aggressively rolling my eyes through that entire thing because even in your retelling of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, come on, guys, I can tell.
And the whole, it's obviously so fake. And the last line of it is always, babe. Like, I mean, I know we're dumb sometimes. Yeah. Guys, we do stupid things, but those are like cartoonishly
we
bad.
Can absolutely, yes.
All right.
It's cringeworthy.
So of the list you sent me, you got Tommy Boy on there. You got Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
You got two of my, I love Tommy Boy too. We've talked about Tommy Boy quite a bit on
if
the show.
If I were to ever meet Rob Lowe, I would probably geek out.
Yeah.
And just be, I loved you in Tommy Boy. Like
in Tommy Boy.
You know, like Rob
he's
Lowe.
He's good at comedy. I find him easier to watch when he's kind of.
He's so pretty.
He's a good-looking guy, but like when he seriously acts, I'm kind
of
like
I don't know that I've ever picked him out of anything else for
St. Elmo's Fire,
no
Fire Country, or whatever that he was the one. He was at an NFL game years ago, and he had the NFL hat on.
Okay,
it's like really
you don't even know what team
who buys a hat that says NFL. And my buddy Mike said, "Oh, what, he left his sports hat at home."
Yeah,
you know, like,
yes,
it was so stupid. So
they make that sweatshirt. That just
sports?
Says sports.
Oh, funny.
For all your non-committal friends. Or I would have, so I'm a baseball mom, but we've had ditzy baseball moms. So I wanted to, I had a Cricket, like one of those like print your own t-shirt gig things, and have a punter or a kicker. And it's got the caricature of the kick, and it say "home run," you know. So it's like clearly a football action,
right,
but
right.
with the wrong. Yes, I mean, and
that's funny.
That is the stuff that is funny to me.
That's great.
My first job out of high school was working at JanSport, like the maker of the collegiate apparel.
Oh yeah,
back
yeah,
in the day.
Sure.
And we would make stuff incorrectly, like you know, you make the graphic for the lacrosse team, and it's got hockey sticks on it or something like that. And then it would go to the outlet right. store. That stuff is so hilarious to me.
I was at a Cubs game about 7 years ago. We're sitting in the bleachers, my brother, our two sons, and there's this group of dudes, bros, frat guys, whatever you want to call them. And this is when the Cubs had Chris Bryant, you know, tall, handsome guy, you know, and he had blue eyes, which I didn't know until this guy said what he's about to say. So we're all like cheering, you know, the Cubs are coming back. We're like, come on, Brian, let's go, you know, whatever. And this guy lingers at the end of everything. He goes, come on, Blue Eyes. And like, it was like a collective, like everyone just kind of went, did like one of those, like, whoa.
That's odd.
Man crush.
That's like, odd.
It was just odd because it was at a sports, it was at a sports game.
At a sports game.
It was very funny, though.
Did anybody revoke his man card immediately?
No, it was just sort of like, it. I thought maybe his friends would like give him a hard, and so what? Who cares? Like, the guy, like, you know, he's in love with Chris Bryant. Okay, but
clearly
we're not going to call him out on it, but that's up to his friends.
I mean, Sinatra, Blue Eyes.
Yeah, but Chris Sinatra. Bryant. Sinatra's birthday yesterday.
Oh.
And Taylor Swift's birthday today.
Ah.
So we were going to play that for Nikki. I don't think we have time, but we'll... We played it earlier.
We could play that little Travis Kelce one if you wanted.
Okay, here's what we... Do you remember what happened? Travis Kelce and Andy Reid got into it on the sidelines, and nobody knew what they were talking about, but it was... Travis Kelce was really ticked off.
Okay.
And Andy Reid is just standing there taking
it. Is it this season?
This is last season. And okay. We did some digging. We found out what was said.
The lip reading?
Yeah, let's play that. I don't break much news on this show. This made headlines all over the place. Travis Kelce ran into and bumped into Andy Reid, his coach, and I somehow, don't ask me how I did it, folks, but I obtained the actual audio of what was said. Let's roll that audio. This is not for sensitive ears, folks.
Stop with the selfies. Get back in the game.
I'm not kidding, coach. Stop sending nude selfies to my girlfriend. Get back in the game.
Come on, you guys, break it up.
Chill.
Wow.
So it's
Andy
awkward.
Andy Reid.
It's awkward. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of them to love, you know.
A lot. Very doughy.
And do you remember the commercial where he's in the commercial with Patrick Mahomes, and he does the finger walk with these big Andy Reid sausage fingers going across the table? He's like, give me some of those nuggies. Like,
yes.
I literally almost hurled
during
that commercial.
And I find his mustache very aggravating.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Have you ever dated a guy with a mustache?
No, not exclusive mustache. My husband's got a beard now.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't count. Yeah.
Right.
Just the mustache.
No. That's a big no. Thanks.
I grew one as a joke during COVID.
Yeah.
With my son. We both grew mustaches because I'm like, I'm never going to grow a mustache.
Right.
Let's do it now because nobody's seeing us anyway. Right. But
anyway. You showed me the picture. You didn't even look creepy.
Yeah, that was a nice compliment. Thank you.
I know.
I was going for like Burt Reynolds maybe or something like...
Selleck?
Yeah, Croce.
Something.
Selleck, yeah, Selleck. Okay, I can live with that.
I mean, there's worse things to be called, right?
Exactly. But a lot of people thought I looked like Frank Zappa because I had kind of the...
Oh.
Yeah?
I don't know. I mean, again, that was...
Rock star? I'll take that.
Literally,
yeah, you're right.
And figuratively.
And
now you're scrolling.
Now I got to look back. Yeah, maybe Zappa. All right. Hey, this was so fun.
Thanks
you very much.
Thanks for having me.
It was
always
fun.
A blast.
You helped us get through Friday the 13th. We're not
Good
even
luck
here
out
today.
There.
We're not even here today.
That's how magical it is.
Yeah. Friday the 13th. We're not even in the studio.
Poof.
But this is the Friday the 13th show. Nikki Zirjov, ladies and gentlemen.
Stay
Let's give
safe
her a round
there.
Of applause. Thank you very much. Hey, have a great Christmas.
Hey, you too.
We'll do this again.
Thanks, bud.
All right. We'll be right back with more Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Memories get in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away, I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late, and I found she wasn't there. I guess I'll find a peace of mind.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
It's the center of the kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you-can't-have-just-one-slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
She kissed against me about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, she gave me a peck on the back of the neck. And these are the words she spoke. Blow up your TV.
Listen weekdays at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. for the keywords to text for your chance to win in our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest. You could win $100 cash, a Chula Vista overnight stay, and be entered to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list. So, what would you take?
I think I said this on Wednesday. I mean, everything.
Yeah, that's not fair. You can't say that. I would take Chula Vista. But yeah, without knowing, I mean, like, what are the... All right, the grand prizes.
So Chula Vista actually has like a water roller coaster.
Yeah.
I've done that a couple times. It's so fun.
That's a great place.
Yes.
I love it. So listen every weekday, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. for the keywords to text for your chance to win. It's another great Civic Media contest that we're doing here. The last one was a big success. Winners were very happy. And I have no doubt this will be the same. So it's Friday the 13th. I'm at a wedding. But we are, what do you think about weddings? You like, have your friends started to get married? You're kind of at that age. You're 20, mid-20s.
One of my friends that, let's say, I'd grown closer to after high school, I went to his wedding in September. And it was in Milwaukee.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun. It was in the Deer District. Got to, take a couple nights off of work, go see them. And, yeah, it was awesome. It was a lot of fun. Got to see some friends I haven't seen in a while as well.
Those are fun. Young weddings, like when your friends just start getting married off, I always love those because it was so festive and, you know, there's so much enthusiasm. It's so much fun. And now I still like weddings, but I kind of agree with Nikki. They're more fun when you don't, like when you're a best man, a groomsman, whatever, you have a lot to do. Like my son was just the best man in a wedding a couple months ago and he was very busy. Like it's fun, but you have a lot to do. I think it's more fun when you go to a wedding and you just kind of chill out a little bit, you know.
You know, this is going to sound probably bad to you, but
uh-oh.
I wasn't my brother's best man, but we're 7 years apart.
Oh, that's not.
So, you know, I was kind of sad at that, like, but I was also younger and still in college, so I don't think I was as mature. I think I would have done a terrible job.
We're going to play PlayStation all night.
We had a really fun time. We went to Tennessee. For his bachelor party.
Oh, wow. That's a...
It was so much fun. Went downtown. We were by the Chattanooga Stadium, where they play football,
nice, yeah.
the college. So much fun. And then, let's say, at my brother's wedding, I've decided not to drink as much at weddings anymore.
Because you had too much fun at your brother's wedding?
Yeah, that was the first time I think I went to a place where it was actually open bar.
And you weren't old enough to be responsible with that.
And, yeah, I drank a little too much that night. But, I mean, a lot of people did.
Yeah, it's open bar is tough. We had open bar at our wedding, but I remember a friend of mine who got married young, and he said, I can't have open bar. If I do, all my relatives will be like, I've never tried this. Give me one of those. Like, they would just be like, and I was like, God, really? Like, I don't know. That seems kind of strange, but yeah, weddings are fun. My bachelor party, we played paintball. We went down to this warehouse in Chicago, and there was like 16 of us. After the first round, there was like half the guys didn't play anymore. They're like, I'm out. It's like we had welts all over our body. It was really fun, though. And then we just played poker. So that was a fun bachelor party. But you could do that stuff even if it's not a bachelor party.
Yeah. You know, no, I mean,
you can't, you know.
I play cards like every time I'm with my brother, family.
Yeah.
Cards is just so much fun to sit around and just spend time with them.
Just start laughing and BS, and it's great. All right, so all month on Nightlight, folks, we've been celebrating kind of Lifetime Hallmark films, cheesy Christmas movies. I've written a few Christmas trailers just to have a little fun with that. We're calling them our Lifemark movies. And last week we did one, The Christmas Shoes. This week I wrote a sketch called The Turtleneck. Is that my husband's turtleneck?
Yeah.
So this is a kind of a cheese. No, this is not. You could see this on TV. This could be on TV. I don't know if it'll hit the little screen, but this is our latest Lifemark movie trailer.
Lifemark's very melancholy Christmas continues with this week's film, My Husband's Turtleneck. Penelope was still grieving her husband, Barry, who went missing last Christmas when she fell into his best friend Dave's arms and his bed. He helped her heal, but now, 1 year later, he's ready to pop the question. Even though Barry was the love of her life, Penelope was ready to accept his proposal until she noticed something in Dave's closet.
Penny, honey, you've made me the happiest man in the world. Will you marry me?
Oh, Dave, you've been my rock since Barry disappeared last Christmas. Wait, what is that?
What is it, babe?
Is that Barry's turtleneck?
Penelope, I can explain.
You can explain Barry's Christmas turtleneck covered in blood and hanging in your closet, you sick freak? That's what he was wearing the day he went missing. You killed him!
It was an accident.
You bastard!
Wait. Listen, will you just be quiet and let me explain? Look, I told him I loved you, and he couldn't handle his best friend being so madly in love with his wife. It wasn't my fault. It's like he went crazy. I had to punch him a couple times just to settle him down. Next thing I know, we got into a fight, and it just happened. All because I love you so much.
Really?
I wanted to marry you since the day I met you.
Oh, you're so sweet, but I'm going to need some time with this.
Take all the time you need. I love you.
This Christmas, don't miss My Husband's Turtleneck, a story of true love at any cost. Playing all month long on Lifemark.
We'll be right back with Terry Barr on a Barr Band Friday night.
Some sweet sounds coming down.
Listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The race for La Crosse County Circuit Court Judge in Branch 1 now has two candidates. Eric Sanford said he's entering the race for the Branch 1 seat. He's the current Family Court Commissioner. Also in the race is La Crosse attorney Joe Veenstra. The spring election will be held on April 1st. Governor Tony Evers announced hundreds of millions of dollars are being allocated to help clean up Wisconsin's water systems. With more, here's Civic Media's Derek Tritz.
$444 million has been allocated to cleaning up Wisconsin water systems in 50 municipalities across the state. The announcement came Thursday from Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin DNR. The money was allocated through the Clean Water Fund Program, or CWFP for short, alongside help from the Biden-Harris administration. The CWFP has been administered since 1991 and has provided $6.1 billion in financial assistance for water-related infrastructure throughout Wisconsin. In this round of funding, $339.9 million will be allocated in subsidized loans, while $44.1 million will be allocated in principal forgiveness funding. Principal forgiveness funding functions similar to a grant, as the receiving municipality will not have to repay those funds. Despite the large sum of money being allocated, this is the first time in CWFP history that loan demand has exceeded capacity, reaching more than $535 million. This means that not all applicants can currently be allocated funding. However, additional funding will be allocated to unfunded projects if it becomes available.
Projects in the Cooley region include nearly $1 million for Arcadia and Viroqua, and nearly a $500,000 for the Village of Ontario. A full list of projects and award amounts is available on the Governor's Department of Administration website. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Drew Barrymore says she has been warned by her talk show guests not to be so touchy. The host often holds the hands of her guests and is very huggy and says she is working on not invading people's space and respecting boundaries. In a recent appearance on the show, Wicked star Cynthia Erivo said she didn't mind as she is very affectionate as well and gave permission to Touchy McGee to be affectionate during her appearance. Grabby Moore also held hands with Ariana Grande when she made an appearance on the show. I wonder if she would be as handsy with Seth Rogen. Doubtful. Third time is a charm for Anne Hathaway, who says Christopher Nolan saved her career. I had no idea it was ever in danger, but show folk do tend to exaggerate. The Oscar-winning actress says being cast in her third Christopher Nolan film let her know she was doing something right. Other Nolan films the actress has appeared in include The Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, and Oppenheimer. Hathaway also appears in the new Nolan movie, which people know very little about, and that's the way Christopher Nolan likes it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A winter weather advisory later tonight and tomorrow for a wintry mix of sleet, snow, and pockets of freezing rain. Temps steady to slowly rising in the teens and 20s tonight to a high in the mid-30s tomorrow. Slick roads with minor accumulations. Sunday, cloudy, high upper 30s. Currently, we're at 15.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
We're going to meet each other out in beautiful Seattle. My youngest godson lives out there. He works for the Navy at the Bremerton Naval Shipyard.
This is like your trip to L.A. There's always a connection over here.
Well, sure, because there's no hotel cost. I crash on people's couches. Right?
You are as innovative as you are cheap. That's a beautiful thing. You are correct. Thrifty, my friend. Are you sure Todd's a former Republican? Yes. Yes, he is.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Join me next time for Motown Monday. We'll start the countdown to the holidays, react to the news from the weekend, and end the show with the politrickster of the day. Don't miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 till 10. Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
All right. It is Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. One of my favorite times of the week. It's like Christmas every week because we get to have new music and some fun conversation with one of our truly very good friends who brings us said music every week. One of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio, Terry Barr. Terry, hi.
Hey, crazy kids. How are you?
We are doing well. I do feel crazy because I listened to one of the songs you sent. And, man, I can't wait to talk about it. Both of them are great, but
yep.
They're just got me in a great mood. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm good, too. It's always fun to join you and Conrad and all your listeners to talk about music. There's nothing better than that.
How are your Christmas plans coming together, Terry?
Not very well, Pete. We have Christmas with my mother-in-law this weekend.
Oh.
And we are just not prepared. You know, we play a bingo game and then exchange gifts that way. And, you know, because it's my husband's family, cool. I try to put him in charge of the gifts.
Yeah.
Well, you know. It'll be fun no matter what. And then the next week is my family and who knows what from there. You try to get together with some friends and do some ugly sweater things.
Oh, man.
How about you?
First of all, I haven't worn a sweater since the late 1980s. Once I found the joys of fleece, I don't do sweaters anymore. I feel like, for me anyway, they're a thing of the past. So I don't have any sweaters, much less an ugly sweater that I want to keep around all year just to wear once. So I've never been part of that. You know what I mean? Like, I get it, but I kind of feel like ugly sweaters should go by the wayside like the dogs barking jingle bells. Those novelties, I just don't have room for them at Christmas. It kills my Christmas spirit, Terry.
Are you a Scrooge?
About Scroogey stuff, yeah. I still love, like, the classics and, you know, eating turkey and gift exchanges. That's all fun, but I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't mean to yell. Was I yelling?
You're kind of loud, yeah.
How does that go with, you said you're getting together this weekend. How does that go with Max Inc.? Are they understanding or do you just do Sunday? How does that work?
No, this is my holiday weekend off and we all kind of take turns. And that works out well. I mean, that is the glory of having a show where we have three hosts so we can rotate in and out if needed. Yeah, I'm disappointed because this band that we're going to have live in the Lair this weekend, very interesting background. It's the Trembling Giant. And if you know anything about trees, Trembling Giants are actually a giant ancient grove of aspen trees where all their roots are bottled all up together. So I'm learning things as learning about. Yeah. So the main person behind the Trembling Giant is Justin Calkins. Justin now calls the Madison area home. Originally, though, he's lived almost all over Wisconsin, growing up in the North Woods, bopping around to different parts of Wisconsin. Then he left with a bunch of friends for about 12 years and went out to Chico, California, had some good success with sort of a punk rock kind of band out there. But, you know, after 12 years, he's like, you know what? I have so much music. I feel like this kind of part of it has run its course. I'm going to take all my music with me back to Wisconsin, and I'm going to start recording everything that I have so it doesn't just sit on a piece of paper.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's what Justin is up to, and it's just he and another guy now that make up the Trembling Giant.
And they're live in the Lair this weekend.
Yes, you are correct. Okay. From 9 to 10 is the live on Saturday night, and then if you miss it Saturday night, you can always catch the replay on Sunday night.
Oh, that's fantastic. I think, you know, you sent like two songs, and then you were like, hey, play this one instead. So I listened to all three of them, and they're great. So I'm sure it's going to be a great hour of music and discussion, but why don't we hear from them right now? This is Trembling Giant, and Con, you have I'm a Robot queued up? All right. Compliments of Terry Barr on Bar Band Friday Night. Here is Trembling Giant. Something about huge trees and an old tribe. I don't know. But
there you go.
This is their song, I Am a Robot. Check it out.
I am a robot. Circuitry's exposed. Question what made us. Cause it's written in our code. Yes, what's the difference? Where do you draw the line? Trees exposed. Question what made us? Cause it's written in our code.
Great song.
Yeah, his voice is fabulous.
Great. I just love the whole, I don't know, the cadence. They have kind of a Radiohead type feel, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting to listen to him now, knowing he came out of California most recently in a punk band?
Right. Yeah, that's funny. It sounds like kind of a departure from punk. That doesn't necessarily sound like punk, and I wouldn't call the other songs you sent punkish either. I don't know. It's interesting.
No. This is the new of this band. And it's, again, it's not even a big band, you know, three, four, five guys. It's just himself and another person. They released this song within the last year. It's a song that he had written while he was in California. So obviously trees are inspiring, which is why the Trembling Giant and a grove of trees. So you can kind of hear that nature perspective changing the way he's doing his music.
That's fantastic. Well, that
should
be fun.
Isn't that interesting?
So how many songs typically during Live in the Lair segment, Terry, do your guests play? Like three?
No, we can get up to 6 songs that hour with them. Yeah.
Okay.
So he has 2 new songs as the new version of the Trembling Giant, but he's been working on all these brand new songs no one has heard yet. So that is going to be a treat, and then he's going to start booking some shows so everybody can go see him live.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, Conrad and I only have 1 song between us, so we should probably not accept your invitation at this time to be on your show, but we appreciate it.
Well, if you can work a little more on those songs, we would definitely love you to visit.
If you get desperate, yeah. I don't even know if we're qualified to be in the studio audience, but thank you. All right, so let's move on to our second. This gets me very excited.
Me too.
Your next band. Tell us all about them and what we'll be hearing, because I love these guys.
And this, I have to say, comes as a recommendation from you, Pete Schwabba.
Well,
how about that?
Happy to help. Yes. I mean, it was a no-brainer. These guys kind of blew me away. Like, when I hear of a band in a small town, you just kind of go, oh, maybe these guys are good. And then they came in here and rocked the place.
Yeah.
So it was just, I was happy to refer them, and I'm glad this worked out. So they're going to be on the show soon?
They are going to be on Max Inc. Radio, our music show, very soon. But before that, we are giving everybody a little taste of what Radio for Pets is all about on our new Wisco Weekend show this weekend. And again, that's on Green Bay and Oshkosh.
Yeah.
You can get it on the podcast. It is such a fabulous show, and the theme for this weekend is animals and pets. It's that generic of a theme, but we all run in different directions. And I thought, a music segment about animals, what am I going to do? And then I thought, ha, Pete recommended this band called Radio for Pets.
Nice pull.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought, oh boy, am I stretching on this one. But in a pre-interview with Billy Block, the lead singer, I found out how much animals actually mean to every member of the band. In fact, talking with Billy, he said they recently did a fundraiser, an awareness raiser with the Humane Society in the Green Bay area, where they posed with kittens that need a home. Oh, my gosh. I said, okay, you guys are perfect. And they said each of them do have animals that they love. He did introduce me to his animals. He has 3 cats, a dog, a lizard. I don't even know whatever else. But he's got his own zoo in his home, so I can understand where the love of pets and animals comes from. So I love how it tied in, and I wasn't even sure that would happen, Pete.
That's so great that it worked out like that. And you know, when they came in here, Terry, I say they're from my hometown. I think 2 or 3 of them are, but a few of them live in Green Bay now. I think Sam, one of the guitarists, is still up in Menominee, Michigan, and he does community theater there too, and he's hilarious. So I had no idea what to expect, but these guys came in and they were just so down to earth. I'm like, these guys seem so normal. How can they have that punk vibe? And then they started playing, and even with acoustic guitars, because they couldn't plug in here, they sounded amazing. So why don't we do a quick break, and then we'll hear the song when we come back and we'll break it down. But
you got it.
Anything else you can tell us about these guys before we hit the break?
I love the idea that they don't just thing about pets. Sometimes they actually are in the communities they live in, trying to help support getting animals that need a home or help. That just says so much to me, as you said, about these guys being down to earth and actually caring about their communities.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
Terry Barr is here. It's a bar band Friday night. When we come back, we just heard Trembling Giant. They rocked. And when we come back, one of our quickly becoming one of our favorite bands, we will hear from Radio for Pets, and we'll break it down with Terry on our last segment. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tell the sky. Towered foresight isn't anything.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
All right. We are back on a Bar Band Friday night with one of our favorite guests, Terry Barr, who brings us great music every week. We just heard Trembling Giant and a song called I Am a Robot, which was incredible. And now we're discussing one of both of our new favorite bands, Radio for Pets. And what is this song called, Terry?
This is About Nothing. And when I asked Billy Block, the lead singer who does a lot of the songwriting, what it's about, and he said, well, can you guess? It's about nothing.
How nihilistic.
Yeah. He said the song is what it is. And again, back to the whole idea of how much they love their pets. He wrote it for his cat, with his cat sitting next to him.
Aww.
And I just love the thought of that. As you listen to the words, it doesn't sound like he's writing about a cat, but it's still a super fun song.
Bunch of softies, these punk rockers. All right.
I know, and so cute, if I may add.
Let's hear from Radio for Pets. This is the song About Nothing.
exploring back roads and cornfields while watching your hair blowing.
That is fun stuff.
Oh, I can't wait to see them live. They are not doing any live shows right now because they're working on an entire new album. And Pete, if you've ever wanted to be a drummer in a punk rock band, here's your chance. They're looking for a drummer,
oh,
too.
I could play the bongos.
Well, that might work, especially when you're doing an acoustic show.
That is fun. Well, they are fantastic. And let's keep in touch on this because I want to see them live desperately. And I think they're so great. And good luck. Thank you for all you do for New Wisco Weekend. It's such a great show, Terry. And have a great show tomorrow night with Live in the Lair with Trembling Giant. That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. And you guys have a great weekend. And all the listeners, thanks for listening.
You're welcome. All right. That's Terry Barr, one of our Nightlight besties. She will be back, as she always is, next week, I hope, with new music. And tune in Monday night, folks. We will talk local acting and casting with Heather Arendt, and comedian Rob Breckenridge will be in the studio. Thank you so much to all of our guests tonight, Nikki Zurjev, Brittany Merlot, and Terry Barr. Until next time, good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about news deserts and what that means to our politics. We'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. TikTok loses again. A federal appeals court rejected a request by TikTok to halt enforcement of the law requiring TikTok's sale to a U.S.-approved owner or be shut down by January 19th. The company expected to appeal to the Supreme Court, unclear if it'll take the case. After years of rising obesity rates, the trend might be reversing.
For the first time in over a decade, U.S. obesity rates are showing a slight decline. A study in JAMA Health Forum finding obesity dropped from 46% in 2022 to 45.6% in 2023. The researchers say this could be linked to the growing use of weight loss medications like semaglutide, the key ingredient in Ozempic and Wegovy.
ABC's Dave Packer. In one of the first challenges, the laws passed by Democratic-controlled states to shield physicians after Roe v. Wade was overturned. Texas is suing a New York physician for prescribing the so-called abortion pill to a woman in Texas. This is ABC News.